And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to Your Financial Destination. If you turn 71 in 2020, by the end of this year, your RSP will be converted to a Registered Retirement Income Fund, a RIF, and withdrawals must begin in 2021. Now, you still can invest, tax-free, non-registered investments, solid growth funds, but by age 71, your own RSP contributions stop. The tax-sheltered plan, your RSP, that provided you with tax refunds has come to an end, and taxable withdrawals now begin. By age 71, the minimum you must withdraw, it's about 5.3% of your entire RSP. It could be one big RSP or several combined at different banks. Each one, you have to withdraw about 5.3%. If your spouse is less than 71, you can use their age as your minimum RIF withdrawal, which of course would be less. And if your spouse is 70 or less, you can still contribute to a spousal RSP, and you still get the RSP deduction, and your spouse can withdraw that amount as part of his or her RIF in the following years. There is no maximum. You can take it all. You can take 10 to 20% per year out and drain it rather quickly. However, withdrawals are taxable. It is now income. Now, if your funds are making you 6% or more annually, and Seaside listeners, who are now clients, their RIFs continue to grow similar to or exceed the withdrawal amount, adding years of growth to their RIF, or allowing them to increase their retirement income. If you're getting low returns, earning, let's say, 3% or less, your RIF could drain out way too soon. For at age 71, there should be a lot more years left of retirement income. For more on this, visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. I'm Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.